Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Georgie with your 8 a.m. Zlines.
Ecologists have confirmed the presence of a critically endangered bird on a Western Queensland pastoral lease where it was previously unrecorded. Australian Wildlife Conservancy staff have photographed a rare plains wanderer, known for its black and white neck and shy behaviour, on a cattle station near Bedouri, while picking up audio recordings as part of a recent monitoring project. The bird is difficult to locate due to its low population, estimated at 250 to 1,000 individuals. The bird was spotted as a part of a project that aims to track endangered species across 6 million hectares of pastoral land. The cattle station where the bird was spotted has not been publicised by ecologists for fear of habitat disturbance.
Residents in Queensland Oongoola community have called for improvements to the singular road leading into town after January's cyclone Koji left many stranded. The heavy rain at the beginning of the year cut off the Mackay Oongoola Range Road, losing access to medical care, including the Mackay Hospital, food and connection to the outside world. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli also called for improvements to the vital road, stating that it shouldn't be just repaired to the same standard, it's got to be strengthened.
In national news, a Queensland Public Health Survey has flagged the sector's concern over the risk of burnout for health doctors. The investigation into the working environment of public health professionals covered a greater extent of the sector than in previous iterations, with results finding that 49% of doctors surveyed met the burnout risk threshold. Rural and regional areas are indicated as being associated with a higher risk of burnout than metropolitan locations. Queensland Health Minister Tim Nicholls acknowledges the results of the study as concerning, stating that the roles of public health clinicians are getting tougher.
Telstra is under investigation for potentially spreading a harmful weed and unauthorised land clearing in a culturally significant wilderness area in South Australia's far west. Documents and emails released to the ABC under Freedom of Information show South Australia's Department for Environment and Water started looking into the issue in July 2025. The allegations detailed in the documents say Telstra's InfraCo's contractors undertook unauthorised clearing of land near the Kundalud Caves tracks in the Nullarbor Wilderness Protection Area. These actions have spread boofal grass, a declared weed in South Australia, which environmental groups say is detrimental to native land.
And in international news, civil rights leader and protege of Martin Luther King Jr. has passed away at the age of 84. A Baptist minister who was the first black man in the US to launch a nationwide presidential campaign. Former Democratic presidents Barack Obama and Joe Biden took to social media to offer tribute, calling him determined and tenacious. Jesse Jackson founded the Chicago Civil Rights Group, the National Rainbow Coalition, which advocated for social justice and civil rights for black Americans and other marginalized communities.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. There's no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.